Well, hello, Mr. Barnett.
Hello, how are you doing today?
Oh, not bad. We're surviving. And okay. Can I turn on the recorder and ask some questions about this?
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. Okay. Recorder's on now, so here come the questions. Now, after all of the scandals and problems that the VA has had, especially with its healthcare system, why does the American Legion believe the VA is actually still needed, or does it feel that way?
Absolutely, the VA is needed because veterans have a unique set of healthcare concerns. And I think that the VA has addressed many of those and has been on the cutting edge in many areas that that veterans have a higher number of those type of injuries or disabilities. We can also look at the VA.
Is there still more that can be done in this area?
Oh, absolutely, and we're doing it every day. And I think that the current system of looking strategically and at the VA and looking at methods of improving that, we do that every day that we go out on our site visits. And, you know, we've been accused of being very much of a critic of the VA when they don't provide that quality health care. And then there's examples that abound, be it the CHOICE program or be it some of the claims system, the appeals process. I'll be meeting tomorrow afternoon with Secretary Bob McDonald at the VA, and I will be talking about some problems and some issues that need to be addressed. But I will tell you that that outsourcing and privatizing the VA is not what the American Legion wants. I don't think it's what our veterans want either.
Now, what else does the American Legion do to ensure that veterans are getting high-quality health care from VA hospitals around the country?
Well, not only do I visit VA facilities across the country and make on-site visits, do town hall meetings where we find out what the concerns in that local area. I think that the new strategic analysis system that the VA secretary has implemented assists me because it allows me to pinpoint the areas of concern in that particular hospital. And I will tell you that if we find out that there's a discrepancy between what's being reported and what is reality, we're going to bring that to the attention of the leadership, not only at that local level, but at the national level. And when I testified before a joint House and Senate Veterans Affairs Committee in February, the word accountability came up a lot because we were held accountable in the military, and we need to hold our VA employees to that same level of accountability that we do in the military.
And how can veterans receive assistance when they're trying to navigate the VA system?
Well, the VA system can be a complicated system. When we have government, we have bureaucracy, we have paperwork. We have a network of service officers across the nation that have one mission and one mission only, and that's to help veterans navigate that system to ensure that they get the health care that they've earned and that they get it in a timely manner. Now, you can find these health care service officer providers at legion.org. That's legion.org, O-R-G. And they have go to service officer providers. And I will tell you my own personal experience. I will tell you that service officer was a great benefit to ensure that my paperwork was correct when it was submitted and that I received my benefits in a timely manner.
Great. Okay, good. Well, I think we're all set then, and I thank you very much for your help on this.
Well, thank you, sir.
All righty. Bye-bye.